and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. No invitation for the U.S. from European leaders to what they call an emergency summit Sunday in London, as British Prime Minister Keir Starmer warmly welcomed Ukraine's President Zelensky. The two signed a 100-year-long mutual security agreement. An email offering up to a $25,000 lump sum payment to voluntarily quit or retire by Monday night has been sent to Department of Education employees, according to a source familiar. As promised, President Trump signed an executive order that designates English as the official language of the U.S. New Yorkers were asked for their reactions.
The message is probably just that, you know, it's try to be America first.
I don't think it's what we should be worrying about right now. We should be focused on the fact that we're spending $10 for a dozen eggs, and he said he was going to bring those prices down.
Trump order gives agencies flexibility to decide how and when to offer services in other languages. This is ABC News. Measles cases are growing across America. ABC's Morgan Norwood says there are in 9 states so far.
The number of cases in that Texas outbreak that's already led to the death of one unvaccinated child climbing once again. The state reporting 22 new cases since Tuesday, bringing the total there to 146, with at least 20 people hospitalized. Almost all of those cases in unvaccinated individuals or those with unknown vaccination status.
ABC's Morgan Norwood. Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announcing his candidacy for mayor of New York City in a social media post.
Did I make mistakes? Some painfully? Definitely. And I believe I learned from them and that I am a better person for it. And I hope to show you that every day.
Cuomo resigned 4 years ago as New York's governor under a cloud of scandal that included sexual assault allegations. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Sturgeon Spirits in Oshkosh, Timekeeper Distillery in Green Bay and Wausau, and Ledge Rock Distillery LLC in Eden. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Mag Zinc on Civic Media. We are local music. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the show. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Jimmy K and Rocker with you. It's the third hour. Mag Zinc Radio sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Find their places in Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street here in Madison. Or order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Brett Newsky had a great interview with Terry Barr. You can check out the podcast right now on the civicmedia.us webpage, on the Mag Zinc page. Let's do a double dip of Brett Newsky. This is brand new stuff. Better end of beginning. It's Mag Zinc on Civic Media. We are local music.
All in the glove box. Gasoline, Listerine, guillotine. I'm in between love. I'm just getting started. I'm a little end of the beginning. The beginning. I'm just getting started. I'm a little.
just getting started. I'm the bitter end of the beginning. The beginning. I'm just getting started. I'm the bitter end of the beginning.
Sync Radio. Radio for the people.
Molly comes right up to me and says she wants to dance, but there ain't much truth in her eyes. Sitting in my sad man chair, hiding under my brown hair, but I think I need a better disguise. 'Cause every time she comes around, all I hear is a sound. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus Christ. I'm in love with a Jesus freak. She tells me how to think and how to live my life. There's only one condition. Yeah, you must join my mission. I said, of course, whatever you need. She pulled me in and kissed my cheek. My heart went and skipped a beat. She said, sorry, boy, now I control your mind. I'm in love with the Jesus freak. She tells me how to think and how to live my life. To her front door, and I think this might finally work out. Mustered all my courage, and I fumbled for the right verbiage, but missed her lips by about a mile. She said, sorry, man, we're just friends. My one true love is someone else, and you should love him too. He's way up high. I said, God damn it, this don't feel right. She said, you're going to hell. And I said, Jesus freak, she tells me how to think and how to live my life.
Civic Media, we are local music. That is brand new. Brett Newsky is called Jesus Freak. Before that, Bitter End of the Beginning. I love Brett Newsky. I first met Brett Newsky in a small house here in Madison through Dan O'Stoffels and Ellie Mabee.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
In some weird, strange basement with a bunch of instruments, and Dano was naked or something like that. I don't remember.
I just remember Brett. He was touring, I think, like over in Asia, and he was living over there and That's teaching right. guitar,
yeah,
and just staying out on the road.
He was teaching English, you know, I think, in some country. I don't know. Was it Vietnam?
Thailand, maybe.
Maybe Thailand. I don't know. He's a world traveler.
Yeah, he is.
He has a lot of punch cards on his passport for sure. And the one thing that he tells his story through his music as he travels.
He's always great on social media, his takes and his rebellion against the machine and in the music industry here. He talks all about that with that in the interview with Terry Barr that aired last week.
Well, his album is called Americana.
Right.
So, yeah, and he's based out in Milwaukee, right?
He is. He's from Milwaukee. And then, of course, South by Southwest is in Austin. And he always goes there and plays a bunch of shows. That's March 7th through the 15th, in case you're heading down there. And then on May 2nd, he'll be back in Milwaukee playing with the Bad Inventions at the Falcon Bowl. What's the Falcon Bowl? Is that a bowling alley?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of them in Milwaukee, Jimmy.
Oh, is there?
And bowling alleys always have, you know, live music venues in them. It's just...
They should.
The way Wisconsin is.
Yes.
They're wired that way.
Yeah, exactly. How you doing, everybody? Jimmy K, Rocker, hanging out with you on a Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network. If you're hanging out in Hayward or Green Bay, La Crosse, Wausau, good evening to you. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Of course, those of you listening in Madison on the mothership here on WMDX. Rocker, we still got plenty of show coming up. Who's joining us soon?
Laura Sawasco, Jimmy. She's out in Nashville. She's a singer-songwriter, but she's from Washington Island, Wisconsin, and we're going to hear about her parents' restaurant and also about her putting out a new album in April and premiering new music. Plus, Robert J. Terry Barr catches up with Robert J. and he gets a big announcement about the Mama Cares and After Hours with Rob Roberts.
That Mama Cares 10th annual anniversary celebration ball.
Yeah.
It's at the High Noon Saloon. That's another show you want to consider getting your advance tickets for right now at high-noon.com, because that's going to be a great show. Who's playing? It's going to be the Jimmies. It's Sam Ness.
Wow.
And Jin Chuck. No.
Look it up on the internet quick.
I can't, man. I'm failing here. But anyway, get your tickets now. We'll get the other band here. What else is coming? Oh, we want to talk about the Whammies this hour, Rocker. We talked about the Bammies, the Green Bay Music Awards. We also talked about the Mamas here in Madison, but it is awards season, so everybody's doing it. It is the Whammies, the Wisconsin Area Music Industry. The award show is happening Sunday, May the 4th at the Deco.
The Deco.
Is it Deco in West Dallas?
In West Dallas, yeah. It's a very, like, Art Deco redesigned theater. It's pretty interesting. Looks like a lot of fun.
Now, the Whammies, they're a statewide organization,
right?
That where they support the music scene kind of on a statewide.
That's right.
Yeah, and
last
so,
year they had their award ceremony in Green Bay, and they've had them in Appleton, and and hopefully we get a Madison Whammy Award someday.
We've been asking for it. Hopefully it'll happen someday soon. And, you know, of course, the Whammies is also a great charitable organization. They have a lot of scholarships to offer kids.
That's right.
And, you know, they get involved in the community, supporting the local music scenes across Wisconsin. You can get more information about the Whammy, WAMI.org, whammy.org, and set your calendar Sunday, May 4th at the Deco in West Allis. First round voting is underway right now. So you could go, you could vote for the Mamas, you can vote for the Whammies.
And last year, Jimmy, Max Inc. Radio won Podcast of the Year.
That's right. That's right. And thank you for that. We appreciate the votes for that. Whammy.org. Music on the way this hour. We've got some Kyle Henderson. We'll do some Rogue Electrics in just a couple of minutes. Let's dig back into Rocker's Closet for this good one right here.
Oh, yeah.
Faces for Radio. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Well, you can burn up my pretty, pretty heart in place, or beat up on my eyes, rip them right out of my face. You can cook up my heart till it's rare, just to see how it tastes. Oh, eat it while it's raw and beaten, bleeding all over the place. You can rip me, yeah, because you know me. You can rip
pretty, pretty hiding place. Or beat up on my eyes, rip them right out of my face. Well, you can cook up my heart till it's rare, just to see how it tastes. Or eat it while it's raw and beaten, bleeding all over the place. You can break me, yeah, because you know me. You can break me, yeah, because you know me. Go ahead and wreck it, yeah, you wanna wreck it. Go ahead and wreck me. You can wreck me, yeah, because you know me. Yeah, you know, oh, you know. You can wreck me, yeah, because you know me.
Different, we all want different things. We're made from different stories and different songs we sing. Some of us want money, some of us want control, and some of us want a love that brings us everything and more. But there's one thing everybody wants. One thing everybody wants. Hey, there's one thing everybody wants. It's what somebody else got. Some want blue. Some look at the mess and wonder what we're coming to. Everything look different to different pair of eyes. It's hard to choose another shoes, no matter how we try. But there's one thing everybody want. One thing everybody want. Hey, there's one thing everybody want. It's what somebody else.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Broad Civic Media. We are local music. The Rogue Electrics there. The name of the song is called Yesterday's News. That's from their 2024 album Circuit Breakers. It was recorded live, I believe, at the Harmony Bar here in Madison. Pretty cool album, Rocker. That whole album from the Rogue Electrics is fantastic.
Milwaukee band.
Are they a Milwaukee band? It was probably, I'm probably mixing up my bands. It was probably not recorded at the Harmony then, but it was definitely a live recording.
They're a great band.
They are.
Iron Plow played a show with them out in Waukesha one time.
Okay.
Lots of fun.
Kyle Henderson before that, One Thing Everybody Wants. Wonder what's up with Kyle these days. It's been a while since he's done anything. He
plays with Generation Jones.
That's right. That's right. Pretty cool. Hey, you know what? I'm Jimmy. He's Rocker. Laura Swascoke's coming up here in just a couple of minutes. She's going to be calling from Nashville, or is she in Washington Island?
She is in Nashville.
Okay.
But she goes to Washington Island in the summers. We're going to hear about that.
I'm looking forward to that. And I hear there's a good burger joint up there. We'll have to discuss that fact. I can go for a good burger right now.
Oh, yeah.
Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group. Now powered by Compass. You could buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. Also, our friends over at the Lazy Yo Lounge. You could catch all the big games on the big screens. And check this out, Rocker. March 15th through the 17th. It's St. Paddy's Day weekend at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. You can get your fill of corned beef and cabbage with red potatoes. They got 350 shots of JMO and Telly, dollar off pints of Guinness, and $3 pints of Green Bud and Miller Lite.
Wow.
Green beer. Yeah. It's St. Paddy's Day weekend. It's at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. You can get all the details and see the menu right now at lazyoaflounge.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Come see bands at the new Loxley Live Music Venue in Fitchburg. The Loxley is located on Verona Road at the old Dry Bean location and features live music along with private events, weddings, and family celebrations. Book your next event. Come see a band or get hitched at the Loxley venue. Find the Loxley Venue on Facebook, Instagram, or on the web at loxleyvenue.com. That's L-O-X-L-E-Y venue.com.
March is tournament time, and the Lazy Oaf Lounge has your courtside seats. Enjoy the big games on the big screens at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Score big with half-price wings during the tournament games when you dine in. Plus drink specials of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products. And make a slam dunk with $2 off pitchers during the game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow the Lazy Oaf Lounge on the socials and online at lazyoaflounge.com.
This St. Paddy's Day, if you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's, it's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, you get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that Move to Madison is kind of like a pot of gold.
Ooh!
It's the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. The Aaron Weber Group. Powered by Compass.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Fields haven't changed since I was just a kid. It's where we play baseball and I had my first kiss. Change is overrated, there's so much that I would miss. When you live amidst memories like this. The sky is colored by the dancing northern lights. A billion million stars can light up even the darkest Midwest night. Looking up with friends, drinking a six-pack of beer. We wonder what is going on up there. And it's not fancy, it's not fake, and it's give and it's not take. It's a place where everybody knows your name. There's no stoplights, there's no crime. Three bars to drink on a Friday night. Well, it's growing old with the people that you know. No, it ain't for everyone, but for me it's home. We know each other by the car that we drive. Going nowhere fast, down every road on a tank of gas. No reason to lock our doors, no reason to look for more. If you got a question, that's what the Bible's for. And it's not fancy, it's not fake, and it's give and it's not take. It's a place where everybody knows your name. And there's no stoplights, there's no crime. Three bars to drink on a Friday night. Well, it's growing old with the people that you know. No, it ain't for everyone, but for me it's home. You can take your city lights, your concrete jungle paradise. You can look down at your patch of grass from your overpriced high rise. I'll be skipping those smooth stones with the ones that I know. No, it ain't for everyone. No, it ain't for everyone. For me, it's home.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That's Laura Swasco and her song, Home. Jimmy K. and Rocker hanging out with you on a Saturday night, Wisconsin. Happy to have you along across the Civic Media Radio Network. If you missed any part of the show or you want to hear it again, we'll do it again tomorrow night, 6 to midnight across the Civic Media Radio Network. Otherwise, you can grab the podcast on the Max Inc. page at civicmedia.us.
Jimmy, Washington Island is home to the Albatross Drive-In, which is the best burger in Door County, by the way. The Albatross is where Laura Swasco spends summers running the seasonal restaurant owned by her family since 1977. And since 2010, Laura has been spending winters in Nashville writing, recording, and performing music. But the path hasn't been easy. At 21 years old, Laura was diagnosed with vocal cord paralysis, and she was told she would never be able to sing again. And determined to prove doctors wrong, Laura Swasco is releasing her first full-length album in April. On the phone with us tonight from Nashville, Tennessee, is Laura Swasco. Laura, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And I want to kind of jump in here. I got to find out about this. I love hamburgers. So tell us what makes the Albatross hamburger in Door County the best.
I think it's the best just because all our ingredients are fresh, never frozen. So that meat is as fresh as it can be, and they are hand-formed patties. And I can't tell you much else because it's a secret. But I think that's what makes it the best. And we always say we put extra TLC into it. So that's tender loving care. So you might wait a little bit longer, but it's all made to order. So I'm a standard burger, ketchup, pickle, onion, lettuce, tomato, but whatever you want.
I love it. I love the fact that it's a patty handmade and with the extra love with the pats making the patty. Corny, but I love it.
I guarantee if you go into the internet and you look up their burger, there's a picture of it. It looks fantastic. Mm.
Oh, yeah. Did you get to see? You just go to albatrossdrivein.com and I put some photos up there. So, yeah, you can see our signature burger is the Albi burger with Swiss and bacon. And that might not sound too crazy, but back in 1977, that was. My mom said nobody put bacon on a burger.
Where do you get your beef?
We get our beef from one of our suppliers, Cisco, but we also had a local company. So now our business has become so big, we have to try and keep up.
Right.
Wow.
Now, so, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, it's been a while. We're going to be approaching 50 years in 1 year. So it's going to be exciting. Thank you for mentioning it.
Congratulations.
I'm going to have to go up there next time I'm in Door County.
We'll have to tell Schwabo about
it.
Well, Laura, how did you get started playing music? And tell us a little bit about your backstory.
Mm-hmm, yeah, of course. Well, first of all, thank you for having me on. And I started, I grew up in Chicago, Illinois. So we spent summers in Wisconsin. I have spent every summer of my entire life on Washington Island. So I really don't know what humidity is. So I'm very grateful for that. But music wise, my dad bought my mother a piano before I was born, and she learned to play a little bit, but Heart and Soul is all she can remember, but she plays it great. So I was begging for piano lessons when I was about 6 years old. So wow. I just was drawn to the piano. So I could play piano and had lots of training and instructors, but I could never project my voice to sing, and I never knew why. It wasn't until I was 21, after many, many doctor's appointments and tests, they said, yep, one of your vocal cords is paralyzed. And I'm like, well, what does this mean? So they said, you can have the surgery so your voice will be louder. It's not as breathy as it used to be, but you're not going to sing. So I said, okay, just do it anyway. So they moved the paralyzed vocal cord in closer to the functioning one. He said it's like when you like do that to a balloon, it'll kind of make more sound. So anyway, I did that, and he said, I've never seen a patient more excited to have surgery in my life. So I had to kind of learn how to talk first. And
were you already like a singer singing when you got diagnosis? So this,
no, I was not.
So this this was something that you pursued afterwards.
Yeah. So yes, I was. This was after my surgery, I started to sing, and I was just so drawn to various artists like Ani DiFranco, Indigo Girls, and I'm like, yes. So I taught myself the guitar, taught myself how to sing, and the rest is history.
Wow. Did that become part of your rehab then?
I think so. Yeah, definitely. It was frustrating at first because, you know, I wanted to belt it out, but I'm now very grateful for it. I love a voice with texture in it, so I'm grateful for what I have.
What kind of limitations does that give you now with your singing career and writing and stuff?
Regarding singing, not much. My range isn't too high. I mean, it's not like I can hit like a high D, but
who can?
So range is who can? Adele, but yeah. No, I mean, I don't have that. I'm not a Celine Dion, but that's okay. Other than that, I definitely need amplification. So if you said, you know, just come to my house and play, yeah, you could hear me, but I would prefer some sort of, you know, amplification. But that's about it. In terms of everyday life, if it's a really loud crowded area, it would be hard for me to be heard. But other than that, I don't think you would know.
Do you have to do exercises? Like a lot of vocalists will do like run through the chords or the notes, singing, exercising your voice. Do you do a lot of that?
Yeah, not a lot. I mean, I guess maybe I should do more, but I'm kind of lazy there. I just like to sing the song. And before a show, there's just certain things I think all singers should take note of, like don't eat dairy. This is stuff I used to do in my 20s. So don't drink alcohol. Don't drink anything cold. I won't tell you what I did before other shows. I'd have like a giant glass of red wine on ice, and now I drink my room temperature water. So, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm pretty boring now.
I learned about 45 minutes ago I shouldn't eat a Hershey's chocolate before talking. That just does not work out at all.
Now, tell us about deciding to move to Nashville, Tennessee. That's a big difference from Washington Island, Door County.
It is, but I'm going to kind of confuse you a little bit more. I went to school at Arizona State University.
Yeah.
So then islands, you know, summers on the island and then go to ASU, Arizona State. And then when I graduated, I just loved Arizona so much. I stayed there in the winters And they had an incredible little community of songwriters. So that's where I was for a lot of the time. So I did release four albums there, actually five, sorry. So this will actually be my sixth full-length album.
Wow.
And so my second in Nashville. So why did I move to Nashville?
Yes.
Just for the songwriting. I just thought there was a glass ceiling of sorts where I could get paid to play, which is amazing. But, you know, then what? Who's going to discover me? How are my songs going to be more? So I thought, where should I move? And I thought, Nashville. It's in the Midwest. It is Music City. My songs are more Americana, but I thought I can make it work.
What's the business aspect like for you in Nashville? We've had several artists who are from Nashville, from the Wisconsin area, yeah. And they've all had different stories, both success and some failures along the way down in Nashville. How is it working out for you?
Well, I agree with those artists. It's very difficult because we all are, well, I am a small fish in a big pond. So although the artists here make you better because they're that good, so I think my songwriting is better for it. It is very hard to be heard. So I'll say that much. And that can be very frustrating. And sometimes I can't even take it personally because they didn't even hear a note before they ignored me. So right. Just in terms of industry professionals. So I would say that's the hardest part.
Have you had a chance to network with anybody in particular that you're really excited about?
In terms of artists, just the people on the record, like Soraya Campbell, she's so talented. Her songs are beautiful and her voice, but her husband wrote, maybe it was Memphis, Pam Tillis covered. So, I mean, I am in a great network of people and I love the engineer Von Lofsted who recorded my album. So something new about this album though, is that I have steel guitar for the first time and banjo. So that was awesome. It really brought it to life.
That's a great mix. I love the banjo. I love the steel guitar.
Oh, now, I know. And I'm like, I never did that before. And it just adds something to it.
Well, tell us about your new album, Not What I Do. It's your, you said it's your sixth full-length album.
Yes.
How satisfied will you be to get that out on the street?
Oh, I'm so excited. There's so much behind-the-scenes work that goes into it. So it's like, oh, it's like giving birth, although I've never done that. But how I can imagine. So April 18th is the birth date, and I'm very excited. I had a lot of backers for this album, so I'm going to be sending theirs out in March. And it was a community effort and a lot of love from all my Wisconsin friends and family.
And
so
now
I'm excited.
And now you write the lyrics and the music, and a lot of times down there in Nashville, it's, you know, teamwork. So tell us about your songwriting process.
Yeah, you are correct. The average song is written by three artists. And though I do love to co-write and I have everything on this album and my 2019 release, The Songwriters. Yeah, that was all solo write as well. So what I do is I used to just write it all on a piece of paper like old school. And now I usually start with the lyrics, but now it's all in my phone because if it's late at night, you know, I could see it and I could enter something and it's
right.
Like a puzzle.
Yeah,
I didn't write the song Home that you just played because I think it was 2020 during COVID. So I wrote it then. And I always wanted to write a song about Wisconsin and the island, but it was on my bucket list. So when the world shut down, I'm like, why not now? And it just reminded me, you know, how much I love the island and how special Wisconsin is. So I could scratch that off my bucket list. It was a single, and now it will be on this album coming up.
Wow. It was really good. How can people...
And what's funny...
Yes.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I want to hear what was funny.
I was just going to say, although piano is my first instrument, I would say I write 95% of my songs on the guitar because with one vocal cord, I just think it's easier to hear myself when I'm writing them, and it's just a more gentle instrument. So that's all I was going to... add to that.
Awesome. How can people keep up with Laura Swasco online?
Well, you're going to have to learn to spell my last name.
Yeah.
So you can see everything.
Okay.
So that's the challenge.
And that's
so it's Laura.
Yes.
Yep. S-A-W-O-S-K-O. So if you can spell saw and then Osco, Swasco.
Perfect. LauraSwasco.com. Well, Laura, thank you.
Yes, sir. You are welcome. If you go to that, you can watch videos, hear music, all that good stuff.
Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us on Max Inc. Radio. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And I thank you for playing my song.
Oh, you're welcome. And sorry, Rocker. Laura, real quick, though, tell us about the song we're about to hear. We're going to play College Days. I suspect is about ASU, huh?
Yes, it is. And that's going to actually be my first video release this Tuesday, March 4th. So look out for that on YouTube. Just punch in College Days and it should pop up. But yes, this song is so funny. I love tongue-in-cheek lyrics with just dark comedy. And so it's funny. I had to remind my mom. I'm like, yes, I graduated with honors. I had a little bit of fun, though.
A little bit of fun.
So, yes, I love the lyrics in this song.
That's awesome. Laura, thank you so much. It's Laura Swasco. It's College Days. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
College was the best days. Went in straight and came out gay. After graduation, had to check into AA. Because we drank like a fish, like a heavy metal band. And we'd pull in all-nighter to pass that exam. No, we didn't have a clue about what we were gonna do. And I gained my freshman 15 plus 10 pounds. And nobody complained when this flat butt was round. And I lived off of fast food, carbs, and anything fried. When I had the cash, well, it got supersized. There was no eating in when you got a 4-foot fridge. We learned lots in school, just as much on Friday nights. We had a few years to decide what to do with our lives. Before I'm 9 to 5, before those babies cry, we poured another drink and held on tight to those bad decisions. We survived to the best damn 4 years of our life. And I wore my faded blue jeans and barely covered my parts. The only sports I played was beer pong and darts. We'd go out at 10, crash any party with a keg. If we couldn't find love, we'd bake out with a friend. My beer battle scar was that first stretch mark. We learned lots in school, just as much on Friday nights. We had a few years to decide what to do with our lives. Before I'm 9 to 5, before those babies cry, we poured another drink and held on tight to those bad decisions. We survived to the best damn 4 years of our life. And I can't believe that we survived those beer-chugging, broken-hearted best years of our life. Where we learned lots in school, just as much on Friday nights. We had a few years to decide what to do with our lives. Before I'm 9 to 5, before those babies cry, we poured another drink and held on tight to those bad decisions. We survived to the best damn 4 years of our life. Here's to the best damn 4 years of our life.
Maxi Concific Media, we are local music. That's Laurel Swasco there. And College Days, thanks to Laura Swasco for joining us this evening from Nashville. We really appreciate that. And if you want to get more information about Laura, just look her up online. Laura Swasco, spell that S-A-W-O-S-K-O, Laura Swasco. Thanks to her for coming on. Hey, coming up, we got a double dip coming up after the news. Two in a row from the Steepwater Band. Plus, next hour, Terry Barr is going to have a chat with Robert J. They're going to be talking about the 10th annual Mama Cares Ball. It's a big how do you do here in Madison happening March 30th at the High Noon Saloon, raising money for the mamas. If you want to get more information about that, you could go to themamas.org, themamas.org, and you could cast your vote for the first round of voting for the Mama Awards. Terry Barr, Robert J. coming up next hour here on Max Inc. Radio. Let's do some Hungry Williams right now. It's Boss Man. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Let's all travel back to a fancier time and head to the Fox Valley Veterans Council's Veterans Prohibition Ball on March 7th. Venue 404 will be transformed into a swanky speakeasy complete with live jazz, dancing, casino games, and comedian James P. Connolly, who will be there. Don't forget to grab the giggle water. And if you're a veteran who's 21 or older and lives in the area, you can get into a drawing for free tickets. Head to WISS.FM, check it out, because this is going to be the bee's knees.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. While police have no official cause of death of the Oscar winner Gene Hackman and his wife, says ABC's Melissa Adan.
Police sharing potential clues. Hackman's pacemaker last registering an event February 17th.
That is a very good assumption that was his last day of life.
Investigators have also found two cell phones, even some blood pressure and thyroid medication.
Adan and Sheriff Adan Mendoza in Santa Fe, New Mexico. No invite for the U.S. to what European leaders call an emergency summit Sunday in London, as British Prime Minister Keir Starmer warmly welcomed Ukraine's President Zelensky and the two signed a security agreement. An email offering up to a $25,000 lump sum payment to voluntarily quit or retire by Monday night has been sent to Department of Education employees, according to a source familiar. As promised, President Trump has signed an executive order that designates English as the official language of the U.S. This is ABC News. David.